It's Tuesday, the 19th of May. It's time to get your gaming grin on with Game Green Greencast. Here to talk about games are Jack.
Hi.
And Goz.
Hey.
No Erin today. We will see her next time, I'm sure. But I am your host, as always, Ace. Today we are on stream playing Shrimp Game Krill Confirmed by developer Gas God Games and Glue Man and publisher Giga Tank 3000. And we chose this game before realizing that the Steam Ocean Fest started today. So, well timed. Underwater game, Ocean Fest.
The only underwater game I know is Subnautica. And I didn't even play it.
That's the only underwater game that's ever existed.
No, seriously though, what are good underwater games or that have, I guess, underwater levels, like good ones?
Oh, the dolphin.
Does Bob Z4D have an underwater level?
I mean,
we need Josh for that.
Demon Tides has a lot of water in it. There's SOS from the SNES, where you're on a ship that's currently sinking. Does that count? Anyway, let's play this game. We're doing some co-op.
There's an option for PvP, but I thought we might want to start off not hating each other.
But we already hate each other.
Oh.
I can be shrimpy, pisty, nosy, zaggy, feelsy, bumpsy. Do we have money?
I imagine we earn money.
I was able to purchase one of them. I got pisty. Player needs to just pick an element from fire, earth, wind, dark, light, and ice.
I went for ice.
What did you pick, Gauz?
Dark.
Oh, big fire. Because that will work underwater perfectly.
Oh, this looks great.
Greetings, shrimp. Greetings, shrimp. Be not afraid. New pilots are often apprehensive to talk to me. Please allow yourself to acclimate to your new form.
I want to be a shrimp. Wait, are we piloting the shrimp?
Yes, it seems. Your pilot will embody a variety of shrimp platforms and traverse foreign worlds. You will extract the essence of said worlds to reignite the flame of this one.
So it's a mecha game.
We should begin by cleansing the kelp pit not too far from here.
I watched the video on Steam for this, and there's a review quoted, Armored Core 6, but good.
By krilling some fish.
You have to find the cleansing mask.
How'd you exit the bowl?
Did you see the shrimp on the podium saying that his show is on?
Did not.
That's the big head on the screen is his show.
Can I leave the bowl now, please? I've heard this being described as a Buck Bumble-like. Which is fair enough.
What is Buck Bumble?
Have you not played Buck Bumble?
Nope.
Super Bomba Racing.
Game where you are a bee.
I played Mr. Mosquito.
Did you find a mask?
Oh, I think there's something glowing over here. It's a bell.
Yeah, I think the game is finally letting me leave the tutorial area. Nope.
Wait, you found the mask?
Think so.
It says to put it on the Wait, I still have to find the cleansing mask.
Same.
I can't exit the bowl.
What is the kelp shrine?
Find the cleansing mask from shrimp. Okay, I'm free finally. Ah, I see fish.
I need to find fish.
So you can pick up different kinds of weapons. I just increased my handling. I don't know what that does, but I did. Found a cannon. The soundscape isn't exactly riveting, but it looks good enough.
More glowy stuff that isn't what we need. Destroy the shrine abomination, cleanse what?
Okay, I think I did something. There's an ancient starred fish.
Okay, on my way to you. Goes so far away.
That's where the game told me to go. Here is the starred fish. They've got a beam thing, that's cool. Enter the kelp shrine. I am extracting us.
Okay,
so I guess that was a level.
So
the perch is bumpsy.
I'm going to say shrimpy.
Okay, we get to select a new element. I'll pick earth.
I'm staying with what I know.
Primeval Canyon, earth domain. We need to destroy Jesus!
We need to destroy Jesus. I didn't realize it's that sort of game.
Well, you never know with indie games.
That's really controversial.
We need to destroy sea scorp eggs. Okay, so my utility skill makes me turn into stone. And my charge attack shoots a boulder. Oh, there's one. Jeez. It's a squiddy. I don't think the sea scorps like just destroying their eggs.
You lost. Get over it.
Oh, there's 31 sea scorp eggs. I thought it was 3.
Same.
There's a mechanic where you can't ascend super quickly without some drawbacks, which is interesting. The music is suddenly very bopping in a good way.
Suddenly it's Wipeout.
Exactly. Ow. Oh, there's one.
Ah! Tornado is mine. Or Whirlpool. The cooldown is really long, though.
Ooh, a Weapon. Oh, it's like a shotgun. Oh, it's an alpha squid. Okay, we've got 22 out of 31. We're doing good. Oh, nice job. How'd you get that high?
I have no idea.
I press F, my thing spins and goes higher.
I'm thinking because I picked Earth, I'm very heavy.
All I did was I went up a ramp and then it just let me keep going higher.
Oh no, it's Elder Starfish. My nemesis.
Oh, my health system is low.
Ah!
Okay, we've got five more. Oh no, I'm down.
You're down.
Oh, I was about to say, can I get you? But then I noticed it says respawn.
I got better.
I've picked up a shotgun ability.
Nice. Begone, starfish. Okay, three more. Hello, wearer.
Thank you for the hydrate.
We're technically underwater, so we don't need to hydrate, but now that there's a few of these things left, I kind of hoped they would give us like a indicator that it's somewhere around here.
Oh, found him.
Oh, nice. Get him. Explore the mysterious domain. Absorb the stone to achieve full power.
Can
Okay.
we get unlimited power?
Only in the premium subscription pack. There's a Squid Lord. Going for the stone. Oh, it's an earth stone. No, I'm dead. And very true, salt water isn't the best for hydrating. Ow! I want my earth powers. Fusing earth stone.
Oh, I died too. Reprawl.
Man, that takes a while. I got krilled. Well, Squid Lord's almost dead, at least.
Fusion complete.
Have Earth Plus.
I would just have to kill everything. Nice. I gained the ability to just launch a glacier.
Was
Might
my
be
ultimate
of
too.
use.
Who unleashed the dust storm?
That was me.
Oh, my ultimate power is an earthquake, which is okay.
I'm not sure if eliminating the local life forms is a reasonable like request. Did you see this place? It's huge.
It is quite large.
My gun just makes everything fly around. Sorry, go ahead.
The apex Eurypterid.
Urethra?
Was trying to fire off my ultimate and it killed me because I have to be looking at the ground.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, doing it killed me.
It's kind of stuck in your block, so that's good.
Yeah. Block doesn't last forever, though. But now it's stuck in the ground.
Ultimate time. If nothing else, the elemental power thing is fun. I think we broke the Eurypterid's AI a bit. Use portal to extract into the hub.
Abba Bubba.
Baba Baba.
Only the host can use this. Yes, has quite a bit going for it, doesn't it?
It does. Orange Bubsy.
Hey, did we beat the game?
No, that's just the first.
Now we've unlocked the next world, I think.
Despawns the volcano. Oh no, these are sponges and they're sick.
These look nothing like SpongeBob.
We've been lied to. They're not even ready. We done did it. So what do you think so far?
I kind of love it, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of it from the screenshots, and it's impressed me.
I shall pick light. Oh, interesting music. We're eliminating the local wildlife again. Can't help but feel a bit bad about, you know, wasting the local wildlife, but I'm sure we have a good reason. To quote David Mitchell, are we the baddies?
We do have a good reason. The reason is we're being told to do it.
By a big floating head, and they never lie. What elements did you lads check this time?
Sticking with my trusty ice.
Yeah, I'm also ice.
Copycat.
Puppy shrimp.
Aww.
Eliminate the chamber fauna. Okay. I do enjoy that the different elements are very distinct play styles, or at least it feels like it. The fire one had some good damage, but some kickback. The earth one seemed a bit slower, but higher area. And the light one seems to be focused on, like, dodging / countering. Oh no, it's a lava crab.
It looks so goofy.
That's my second least favorite crab.
What's your least favorite?
That giant.
Rusty. And we're eliminating local wildlife again.
Bubbles, 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 bubbles.
Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
Get all the bubbles. I don't know what they do, but get them.
They push you higher.
In life. So, on the inspirations of this game, at least to some regard, I mentioned Buck Bumble, or whatever the name is. I can't remember what platform it was for. I think it was just for, like, a PC, but it was very similar. And it had a very catchy theme song you might have heard. And it had a very similar style, this kind of very rhythmic, musical, shooty, fly situation. I'm great
at describing things.
I found it! Eliminate all life forms. Oh, hey, it's another elemental stone. I'm guessing this one is fire. This would be fire and light. I have created solar.
Jackman's going to consume the earth.
Theme.
Is that a giant skull? It is.
Yes.
I'm going to use my ultimate. Eat the sun! Okay. I may have detonated a giant bomb.
Is that why my screen's having a rave?
Yes. If you have photosensitive epilepsy, this may not be the game for you. Just fair warning. Tends to be a bit flashy. Remember what we talked about your favorite, or least favorite type of crab?
Yes. I did not know about a volcano hermit crab at the time.
Well, he lives inside the volcano, which is fun. I'm going to blow him up.
And I died.
Well, that's a big explosion. It didn't do much damage.
It did kill me, though.
Well, I killed someone. That's the important part.
Oh, I died.
Debate, turtle or tortoise? As in, which one do we like more or which one do we dislike more?
I prefer turtles of the Teenage Mutant Ninja variety.
I think turtles are cuter, but tortoises are more... I don't want to say threatening, but I can take them more seriously.
Well, again.
When I was younger, I was convinced that tortoises are just very old turtles. Ow. That beam you two can use is quite powerful.
Dang, this thing krills as quickly.
I'm gonna explode again. Sorry about your eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I was gonna, but then I was exploded. Kaboom! Oh, that is fun.
Just trying to use my ultimate ability.
We are victorious. So Ace, you like the teeny mutant ninja turtles. Do you prefer the more child-friendly stuff or some of the more edgy stuff they had in the comics?
I used to read the comics, quite enjoyed them. I fell off around issue 50, they're now on like issue 150 or something like that. Right, we've been going for about 40 minutes with this. Do you want to give our opinions and then sign off?
Sounds good. It would seem that there is quite a few levels. We just did two, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And after each level, your character you use is kind of added to a pillar. Which is kind of cool. There's like a statue in their honor. I enjoy this. It's surprisingly fun.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Visually, it looks really polished, I think.
The combat can be a bit repetitive, but it doesn't take long. And the different elemental powers are interesting. There's a lot of replayability, I guess, because you can kind of mix and match the elements quite a few times until you've seen them all.
Yeah, very true.
Different stream.
True. It is free, and it has a co-op mode or up to 8 players. And additionally, there is a PvP mode, so it's worth checking out.
The Steam page says 6 players, but the game definitely says 8 players.
I wonder if it's different for co-op and PvP or something.
Perhaps. Shrimp Royale, Shrimp Tag, and Capture the Turtle. But yeah, this is entirely free. There's no DLC. There are achievements. I didn't get any, but I might not have done the right things.
I got a couple.
Might be because I'm the host. Oh, you did. Good. You might have lost a few because I was host. But yeah, definitely worth a look-see, especially since it's free.
Yeah, so again, this is a Shrimp Game Krill Confirmed. Right, that about does it for this episode. Thank you for joining me, Jack and Goz.
Thank you for having us. That was so fun.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge, and of course, check out our writings on GameGreen.com. And until next time, game on.